I am joined by Kobe Howard here on Pit Pass Network. Kobe, got Talladega coming up. It's going to be a exciting race for the fans at home. Maybe not quite as exciting for you as to just kind of driving around waiting to wreck. What's your outlook going into this weekend and maybe being able to take yourself to victory lane? We've seen a lot of guys win who don't typically run at the front.
Yeah, it's those plate tracks are always just whatever happens, happens, and you're out there, like you said, riding around just waiting for wrecks, honestly. You're either really lucky or you're not, and you end up ending the race early most of the time. So we're gonna do what we can and avoid everything, and hopefully we can be the ones, the lucky ones Saturday.
Now, you've spent some time in the Xfinity Series. You're back in the Truck Series full time this year. How would you grade your season so far this year? It looks like you've done a pretty good job of staying out of too many wrecks here. A lot of top 15s I'm seeing here.
I feel like we've had really good speed, and I feel like our finishes don't show or reflect the speed we've shown. I definitely would have liked the finishes to be a lot better. Like we've had some really good runs, just been really unlucky this year, and just caught up in some stuff, and not really where we didn't finish the race, but stuff that were. Puts us a couple laps down and just way in the back around the 20th spot. So, would definitely like to see that change and at Talladega and, the rest of the year.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of silly season stuff that has went on that's going to concern the Truck Series here recently, as you know. And how do you think that is going to change the series moving forward with a lot of these guys now not having rides, some new guys maybe getting some rides, of course, with what's going on with Kyle Busch and his whole truck team? How do you see that shaking out? Or do you want to move up to the Xfinity Series next year and move away from the Truck Series?
Yeah, that the Kyle Busch news has shaken a lot of people up, or got a lot of people asking questions, and even me, I don't know what's gonna happen. I've heard so many different rumors about it. You don't know what's true and what's not true. But it's definitely gonna shake up a lot of stuff in the truck stuff. So I'd love to go back to the Xfinity series. But I'd love to stay in the truck series. I love racing, and wherever I can race, I want to race that. So yeah.
And what's your opinion of the truck schedule here next year? I know all the schedules just recently came out, and I've talked to some Xfinity drivers who are a little bit upset that they don't get to go run North Wilkesboro. And being in the truck series, if that's where you end up back at next year, at least you get to run there. And the other tracks, we got a lot of a lot of changes here. NASCAR's kind of started changing the schedule year to year, and I think it's a good thing. Run to a lot of different places and see what happens. But what's your opinion on the schedule next year?
Yeah, I think the truck series is the schedule is really good. North Wilkesboro, back to IRP, Milwaukee, going back to like local short tracks, like the Friday night local short track deal. that's what I grew up racing, obviously. So to be able to go to tracks like that, just a little bit more in my like comfort suit. Just like at IRP, I just felt so comfortable, like just showing up to just a little Friday night short track. Obviously, we ran really good until we didn't. So yeah, I mean, I'd love the Truck Series schedule next year. Hopefully, I'll be able to do the full schedule, and then the Xfinity schedule. I don't know how much I like theirs with the Chicago Street Course. I'm pretty sure they're going to it, and they got a couple more road courses and trucks. I think we have like three or four, three maybe. I'm not a big road course guy, so like to see that. But
I think there's seven on the Xfinity schedule.
seven, yeah. See, I'm not a road course guy, and that just don't like those. Especially I'm not. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about the Chicago deal. I feel like it's either gonna be really good for NASCAR or the opposite. But no, big fan of the truck schedule next year.
Yeah, I think I kind of take the seat with what everybody else is saying. I just don't think the street course is going to work out too well. It's already hard to pass, especially in those next gen cars, and going to a street course that's probably one lane, not going to be many passing zones, and you're getting rid of Road America for it. I don't know. I think you guys are going to Road America though, right? The Truck Series.
I know we're going to Mid Ohio, Sonoma, Coda.
Okay, so maybe not. Maybe the one of the series is still going to Road America. I don't know which one.
Infinity's still going there. Maybe us. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of road courses. I don't really care. I just know we're going back to Coda for sure. Which I mean, I don't mind Coda. We had a good run in the truck again, you know, until we weren't. So, yeah.
So, what is your favorite track to race on? It seemed like you kind of lean towards the short tracks based on what I've heard so far, but you've got a lot of seat time in the Xfinity car. You've gotten most of the season in the truck. What track do you, when you go there, you feel like, you know, have a shot to win?
Definitely Darlington. Darlington and Bristol are probably my favorite tracks to go to. That Bristol this year wasn't too nice to us. We practiced fourth though, and thought we were gonna have a good piece for the night. Just qualified bad, and just raced bad, pretty bad, all night long with it. And you know, just it was a different Bristol this year. It was extremely hard to pass. Like you basically just couldn't pass without getting to the bumper of somebody, even if you could get to the bumper of somebody. So yeah, definitely Darlington. It's my home track too, and Bristol.
Yeah, I agree. And Bristol is one of those tracks that gets treated. Texas gets treated. I mean, I think, I don't know, 3/4 of the schedule gets treated. What is your opinion on these tracks getting treated with the sticky stuff, the resin, or whatever you want to call it? What's your opinion on them doing it and now doing it most everywhere?
I'm extremely against the PJ1 stuff. It just makes it impossible to pass. You get in a single file line and go. It's all about track position and pit road. But I feel like the resin has worked a little better, like especially at Nashville. I feel like it worked pretty good. And there's some other tracks I feel like it's been all right at, but the PJ1 is just awful. No driver like that I know likes it. So I'd definitely like to see them get away from that. But, you know, if we have to deal with something, at least, you know, resin, I guess. But I think Bristol is about the only track that I'm okay with it at. Just as long as it's different from last time, a couple weeks ago.
I feel like they do that because of the cup stuff. You know, that's their main priority. I'd like to see them work on making the cars better and the cup side instead of treating these tracks, because I feel like there was nothing wrong with the trucks in the Xfinity race in there. You know, they don't need that stuff. They put on good shows. Maybe that's what NASCAR needs to do, is look in the mirror and say, hey, maybe we need to work on the car instead of just treating this track and hurting the other series that are coming with us.
Right. Yeah. So like, it's so just not fun to race on at all. But like I said, I think Bristol is okay with it, just how they make it on the bottom right there. But there's something different about it last week or week after that, whatever it was, we were there. But yeah, I mean, it's NASCAR.
So, and now, you know, I know that you guys didn't run Texas, but the truck, you know, you guys run Texas. I think you guys run Texas twice a year. Is it just once now?
Just once
with the Indy cars. So, what's your opinion on Texas as is, and with the rumors now that they're likely going to go in and do something?
Even when I ran the Xfinity car, I just wasn't a fan of Texas at all, especially in a truck. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a weird layout through 1 and 2. Like, I don't know why it's 20 lanes wide through there, and you can only
use like a lane and a half of it.
Yeah, like you qualify on the bottom and then you race in the middle or in the first lane of PJ1 or resin, whatever they want to call it. 3 and 4 is all right. It's really fast with 3 and 4. But yeah, I'm not a big Texas fan.
it kind of makes you wonder what they were thinking when they thought of that layout. Like,
yeah, I don't know how to explain like what to even say about it. You know, it's just weird. I don't know what was going on when they did that.
So what would you like to see him do to it? Because I've seen, I mean, drivers were pretty outspoken. You saw, you know, Kyle Larson's comments are getting the most talked about because he just flat out said to blow it up and rebuild everything. And some other guys have said just change 1 and 2, maybe mess with 3 and 4. But they all agreed that I think most of them agree that it needs repaved because they said the stuff that they use is stuck on the track. They can't get it off. There's nothing they can, and that stuff doesn't have grip until it does. And just like we saw in the Cup race, you get up there and yeah, it works for a little while, and then all of a sudden you just slide in it. So I think it's probably going to get a full repave if they change anything and add some banking to 1 and 2. And like you said, it's so wide. I'd like to see them narrow it up myself down there too. So what's your opinion?
You know, honestly, I feel like, you know, the whole deal about Auto Club going to a short track and they aren't going to do that anymore. Why not just do it there? Like, they've already wanted to do it. Just go ahead and do it at a track that nobody likes, you know, like everybody loves Auto Club. And everybody hates Texas, so go ahead, get rid of it, and build the short track that they wanted.
Yeah, so you're breaking some news there with that, because it was just announced a couple weeks ago that they were still going to go do it. So have you heard something different?
No, actually, I did not hear about that. Okay.
Yeah, when the schedule was released, they were billing it as the last race at the 2 mile Auto Club track.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm dumb. I didn't know that.
I thought maybe you heard something else. I was like, you know, maybe, hey, is he breaking some news here?
No, I didn't know that. Well, I take that back now. I mean, not really, but I think it'd be a good short track. We need more. I'm a big short track guy, so I want to see short tracks everywhere. But if they don't do that, then at least like put it back to how it was or something. You know, I never raced on the old configuration, but nobody really complained about it, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Blaney said, you know, said it this week. He was like, you know, we had great mile and a halves in Atlanta and Texas, two of the best. Mm-hmm. And NASCAR has went in and basically ruined both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what, I don't know why, like, they wouldn't just make it normal and not try and be something special or do something special with it, you know? And then, yeah, Atlanta too. Atlanta was one of my favorite tracks to go to. And now that's just a super speedway. And same thing as Daytona and Talladega, just wait till they wreck.
So you would be against them. There was some people talking this past weekend that one of the things they were looking at doing was doing what they did with Atlanta to Texas.
Yeah, no, that's just, it's entertaining for the fans, sure, but it's just not racing to me. It's just being lucky and track position and just drafting. Atlanta, it raced a little different than like a true super speedway, but it was still just, I don't know. So I don't know. I wish I knew everything. I don't, but I don't want them to make it like Atlanta again.
Yeah, I think if they're going to do something different, do something. I mean, they got all that land out there. They could shorten the track a little bit. And yeah, I was a big fan of places like Rockingham back in the day. Why not build like a Rockingham clone? That track was great. It wore the tires out. Or why not go back to Rockingham? I don't, you know, we're going back to Wilkesboro. I mean, Rockingham went from 2 races a year to nothing in no time. So,
yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool if like the trucks went to North Wilkesboro and Cup and Xfinity went to Rockingham or something. That would have been pretty cool. But
so tell me a little bit about your background here. You know, what got you into racing? How did you get into racing? And where are you hoping to get to? Obviously, you know, probably the Cup Series one day. So how are you doing on that journey right now?
Yeah, I actually got a different start than most people. I started on dirt bikes instead of, you know, the go-kart or quarter midget or, you know, that kind of thing. I raced dirt bikes for a while. Then I broke my leg, broke my collarbone, and my dad said it was time for 4 wheels in a roll cage. My grandpa raced, my dad raced oval or asphalt and stuff. My dad actually raced a few Busch races, now Xfinity, When I broke my leg, it was when, you know, kind of made a decision, kind of go into cars and got a little Bandolero, ran it twice, sold it and got a mini stock and a little four cylinder car and ran it at my home track in Anderson Motor Speedway. And it's just kind of sort of where I started and just kind of went up through the ranks from there.
And now you're, you know, you've been in the Xfinity car that. Have you made a Cup Start? You have not made a Cup Start yet, have you?
Xfinity and truck, ARCA.
So have you talked to any Cup teams or has there been any offers about, you know, maybe getting you in a Cup car?
I haven't talked to anything about that. I feel like the only way I'd go to Cup is if I was competitive. Like, I'm not going to go to Cup and run around for 40th. You know, that's just not what I want to do. If I have to be a truck regular or Xfinity regular and go old doing that, but having the opportunity to win, that's what I'm going to do. Obviously, I want to go to Cup, but I'm only going to go if it's a competitive ride.
Well, and right now in Cup with the next gen car, you know, anybody seems to be able to, it's whoever's in front at the end. You know, this next gen car is supposed to create a lot more passing, but I think it's kind of done the opposite. So, you know, you see a team like Petty GMS and Roush coming back and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've even seen, you know, Cody Ware has been running top 20 at a lot of these places here recently. So I think about anything in the Cup Series outside of just a handful of cars is probably competitive. And seeing what you've done here in the trucks and Xfinity, it looks like you take care of your equipment pretty good, which is, you know, you're not in the best stuff, right? You know, you're not with the KBMs or the Hendrick Motorsports or Penske's. You're doing pretty well for where you are. I think, you know, looking at these stats, somebody else has got to be looking at him too and saying, you know what, he's going to take good care of our equipment. Let's, you know, let's see what he can do.
Yeah. Especially at the beginning of the year, a lot of, you know, the lower teams were running really good. And, you know, I feel like it's gone away a little bit. The longer we've ran, the more these teams have figured it out. But, you know, I'm almost positive next year, year after that, 3 years down the road, it's going to be exactly how it was. You know, Joe Gibbs is still going to win races. Hendrick's still going to win races. Penske's going to win races. And it's just going to funnel right back to how it was because they're going to understand the car so much more. They have, like, some of the smartest people in the world working on those things, figuring these things out. But I definitely think it's going to end up being just like how it was. But, you know, I mean, you're right. Like, they're the Roush, the Petty GMS was extremely impressive. You know, their wins and stuff, and Keselowski got the pole and ran really good. It's definitely helping mid-level teams and the lower-end teams get more exposure and go up there and lead laps and, like you said, win races. But I feel like it's going to just get back pretty much how it was, I feel like, eventually.
Yeah, I there's a reason those guys have, you know, since they all came into the sport, you know, Hendrick, Penske, Gibbs, they figure everything out eventually. We saw it with the car. When the car tomorrow came in, we saw some guys run well, and then eventually those guys figured it out, and it just keeps going down the line. So the outlook of the Truck Series has changed a lot for next year. How much of that is going to affect you with Kyle Busch obviously being a big story about him driving for another team, but you're also going to have, I mean, I'm guessing he's going to keep four trucks that are going to become Chevys now. You're going to have new drivers. You know, he's going to have to seek new drivers out because Toyota has said that, you know, their head guy came out and said they're keeping all the guys that got under contract. They don't have no seats for him right now, but they're going to keep all of them. So is that going to be a more competitive truck field? Do you think those guys are going to move up to Xfinity? How do you think that shuffle ends up affecting you and your position?
I don't know. It's definitely going to shuffle a lot of things up. I've heard a lot of rumors about it, some from some pretty reliable people. And I don't think it's going to be what we all think it's going to be. I think it's still going to I'm trying to like work around and not say stuff, but I just don't, I'm gonna be.
Go ahead and break some news. You can tell us. It's just us here.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. I've heard from, like I said, some pretty reliable people, and I just don't think it's gonna shuffle some stuff up, but I don't think it's gonna be what we think it's gonna be. I don't really think it's gonna affect me. Because I don't think I'm ever gonna, sounds bad saying it, but I don't think I was ever gonna, be a KBM driver with TRD, and I feel like I have a lot more I need to prove, and with that I need to run better to be in those situations and to get those rides, and hopefully I can land somewhere where I can do that.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, and if there's seats to fill, you're there looking at a guy like you, and may say, let's see what he can do in a fast car. I mean, we've seen it with other guys. Christian Eckes comes to mind as a guy who got a shot at KBM, and Thor Sport seen something in him, and now, he went from not maybe performing like he thought he could have at KBM to, he's a guy that runs at the front for Thor Sport. So, somebody, all it takes is one guy, right? All it takes is one guy who owns a team to see you out there. And, we've seen it with the Jeff Gordons of the world driving for Bill Davis. It's a well-known story that he saw Jeff and thought he had to have him. And look where that went. And Jeff saw Jimmy, and Jimmy wasn't, he was just taking care of his stuff out there. So anything can happen any given week. And maybe this week at Talladega, you can go out there and run up front with those guys and have a shot to win, maybe even win the thing. I mean, we've seen these races, especially recently, man, they get super crazy at the end. I feel like more crazy now than they did 5 or 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer in, whatever happens, happens, and everything happens for a reason. And hopefully all this bad luck that we've got will go away and we can make something happen these last few races.
So what's your take on why these races, specifically at Daytona, Talladega, and now Atlanta, are so crazy now over what they were? Is it just the pure desire to win? Is it people feeling comfortable making these aggressive moves that go 3, 4? And I mean, it's Talladega. We might see 5 wide at some point. I mean, who knows?
Drivers just don't care about people anymore, or other drivers. They there's zero respect out on the track. Like just flat out, there's no respect for other drivers out there. Every time I take the green flag, like I trust absolutely, or I wouldn't say that. Every time I take the green flag, if I'm not under like the two guys I do trust out there, then I'm fully prepared to get ran through in the back, somebody down on my door, spinning me out, something like that. But they just don't care about you anymore. I don't know what's changed, but I'm honestly tired of it. I got right reared this year. I've gotten flicked off or nothing multiple times a race. And like drivers just don't care. I've said it so many times, but like, I don't know what there is to do other than start doing it back to them and start putting them back in the wall and that kind of thing. All the stuff with Ross Chastain this year, drivers were getting mad, but they weren't like really doing anything. They were just going to social media. They were just talking crap on interviews and not necessarily doing anything. I know Denny sort of got into him at, was it Pocono, I think. But I just feel like drivers need to start standing up for themselves and wrecking the guys back.
Now, you brought up the Cup Series, but I will say that there's been, over the last year or so, specifically in the Truck Series, a lot of guys have kind of echoed exactly what you're saying. Why is that? Is it because they just think that that's their only opportunity and they've just got to go out there and win, or it doesn't matter?
I think it's mainly all the drivers in trucks. Most of the drivers in the Truck Series are, pretty young, in the 20s age, and they're all out there for themselves. They don't care about anybody, anything. They don't care how many trucks they wreck, how much money they cost their owner, any of that. And they're just out there to to drive a race car and post it on social media. And if they win, they win kind of deal. Just don't care about anybody. Like, it's so bad in the truck series. Like, it's honestly a joke out there.
Do you think it's because some of these guys are paying for their rides and it, you know, 100%. Money doesn't matter?
Yeah, 100%. 1,000%. Because they have absolutely no care in how much damage they cost teams and stuff. I got into it with a driver at Bristol. He hit me in the rear, which is fine. It's Bristol. And then he hit me 3 more times and stuffed me in the wall. And I talked to him after race, and it just didn't care. It's just a joke nowadays. And, you know, I'm pretty vocal on the radio about it. It's bad. Something needs to be done.
Yeah, I feel like once you get to the cup level, you mentioned Ross. I think Denny getting Ross back was a wake-up call to Ross, because I can't think of anything he's done since. And outside of his stuff with Denny, you know, yeah, he got into Chase a little bit, but that was it was Ross's fault, but it was more racing. I don't foresee Chase going out there and doing anything to him unless it happens again. But we've seen, you know, we saw Chase and Denny, we've seen Chase and Logano, we've seen some other guys, you know, Kyle and pick whoever over the years with Kyle. I feel like in the Cup Series, that stuff kind of works itself out, because it's the same guys. Like you mentioned, there's a reason that Hendrick Motorsports is Hendrick Motorsports and Gibbs is Gibbs. You got to race those guys up front every week. And maybe in the Truck Series, they just don't feel like, you know, and even a little bit in the Xfinity Series, hey, I don't have to race this guy because, I mean, am I going to see him next week or not? You know, like, I don't feel like they think that far ahead. They just don't think about the repercussions of it and what it's like to not be able to just write a blank check and say, here, it's fixed.
Yeah. I mean, in the Cup Series, those guys are so much more mature. They're so much older, and they understand racing. They know when to give and take. But I mean, there's still like deals that happen in the Cup Series that it just shouldn't happen. And they usually get their payback in there. And it just doesn't happen anywhere else for some reason. I don't get it.
I think it's, like you said, it's a lot of young guys with other young guys. And I mean, I can't think off the top of my head in the Xfinity Series outside of like Noah and Ty. That's kind of played on over a little while. And I think that's kind of over. I think people are going to say, oh, Bristol happened. But I don't think Noah did that to Ty on purpose at Bristol, like we've seen Noah and Ty go at it before. I think that was just a product of, like you said, it was hard to pass at Bristol. You're on top of each other. And I think Ty had to check up and Noah hit him. But outside of those two, I can't think of anything at the Xfinity level where any kind of rivalries have played on, like you said, where one guy gets it and the other guy comes back, and like we see in the Cup Series.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the Ty Gibbs and Sam Mayer deal, but that's basically gone now.
Yeah. Throwing hands on pit road like that'll you catch one of those in the face, it doesn't matter about the check you write. You don't want to get punched again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's what you should do. Next time somebody hits you, you know, get some publicity and deck somebody on pit road.
I'm about ready for it. Next time it happens, yeah. Probably gonna make the highlight reel.
So is it the same? Are you frustrated with the same guy multiple weeks here, or is it just the frustration of everything?
About 4 or 5 of them that are due for a kiss with a wall.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Obviously, Talladega is probably not the place for that to happen. But
yeah. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not going to go out there and just right rear somebody, put them head on in the wall in front of 20 other trucks going 190 mile an hour. You know, that's just stupid to do. It's pointless to do. It's nothing but just asking for a lot of hate. So, you know, if I ever do something, or when I do something, it's going to be not like that.
So did you get a chance to watch the Cup race at Texas here?
I watched a good bit of it.
So what is your take on what happened between Ty Gibbs and Ty Dillon on pit road and Hamlin and Byron on the racetrack?
The Ty Gibbs deal was flat out stupid. I don't understand the point of that. I don't know why he wasn't penalized, because he really could have hurt somebody right there. And I mean, he gets out of the car and, you know, acts like, oh, I am so sorry, like, blah, blah, blah. Every time something happens, he's like, oh, I can't be doing that. But then he goes back the next week and does it. So I don't know what his deal is. That was extremely stupid of him. And then the, what, Denny and Byron deal. I don't know.
That was payback right after, huh?
Yeah. I think they both got what they sort of deserved, maybe, and should just be left at that. And hopefully they don't do anything else to each other on the track to fuel it more. But I mean, I think they both are even on it.
Yeah, I think so too. And William came out and said he didn't mean to wreck him. I don't know if he meant to wreck him. I don't think anybody can know for sure. Obviously, you're a guy who sits in the seat. It sounded like he gassed up, but it also looked like he might have been going for a square hit just to lift him off the ground a little bit. And
oh,
it spun him out. So I guess you kind of have to take William for what he said there. He's like, I meant to hit him, but I didn't mean to spin him.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it happened. So,
yeah, exactly.
So as we wrap this up here, whenever we have a driver who gives us time and comes on and talks to us here at Pit Pass Network, we donate to their charity. So what charity do you want to highlight here for the donation?
I'd like to do the Project Hope Foundation. And they're on my Xfinity car a lot. You know, I've done a lot of work with them and helped them and actually got them to win the Betty Jane France Award with NASCAR in 2020, I believe. So yeah, I'd love for that money to go there.
All right, we'll make sure we take care of that. And do you want to give us a little background on the Project Hope Foundation, about what it's about?
So the Project Hope Foundation is a school for kids that are on the autistic spectrum. They, you know, take them in and teach them everything about life, all the way from driving to having to handle and deal with public noises. They have a whole house that got donated to them, and half of it is residential and half of it is commercial. Whereas, you know, some kids on the spectrum can't go out in public and go to the bathroom there, and from of the dryers in the bathroom, you know, it sets them off, it triggers them, and they teach them to cope with that, teach them to cope, you know, just everything out in the real world. So it's really cool what they do. Like I said, I've got to go out there and see everything they do, and it's really special to see.
All right, we'll make sure we take care of that. And thanks for giving us the time this week. Good luck in Talladega.
All right, thank you.